Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. With just over a week until his impeachment trial begins, former President Donald Trump appears to be finding himself without a legal team. NPR's Amy Held reports two of his top lawyers have stepped down, and media reports say the remaining three have also parted ways.
Top defense lawyers Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbiere have parted ways with Trump. A source familiar with the decision tells NPR that the decision was, quote, mutual, but gave no explanation for their departure. Media reports say the remaining three lawyers on Trump's team have also stepped down, and it's unclear who is representing the former president. Trump advisor Stephen Miller tweeted last night that no final decision has been made on the legal team. In 9 days, Trump's impeachment trial is due to begin in the Senate, and he faces a Tuesday deadline to officially answer the charge against him of inciting insurrection. Conviction remains unlikely after an overwhelming majority of GOP senators voted to dismiss the trial altogether. Amy Held, NPR News.
A group of 10 Republican senators have sent a letter to President Biden pledging to work in good faith on COVID-19 relief. The group asking for a meeting as it prepares to unveil compromise legislation tomorrow. Russian police out in force today as supporters of the jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny take to the streets for a second week of demonstrations. Protests being held across the country. NPR's Lucien Kim is in Moscow, where demonstrators initially planned to gather outside the headquarters of the state's security agency, the FSB.
Not a lot happened outside the FSB. The city authorities closed off metro stations in the center of the city and didn't let any pedestrians into the area. Navalny's team was hoping for a symbolic protest since they accused the FSB of trying to poison him. And when it became clear the downtown area was off limits, one of Navalny's aides who's outside the country started tweeting the locations of other rallying points around the city, including the prison where he's now being held.
People are being detained at the rallies across Russia. One monitoring group puts a number at more than 3,000. World Health Organization scientists visited a wholesale market in the Chinese city of Wuhan today. The visit, part of a week-long investigation into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, as NPR's Emily Fang reports.
The WHO team was seen touring one of the city's largest wholesale markets. The scientists were accompanied by Chinese scientists and officials as they walked around Wuhan's Baishazhou market, which sells everything from vegetables to seafood in bulk. Wuhan is where the first cluster of human coronavirus infections was discovered. The WHO team is visiting Wuhan hospitals and wet markets and speaking to doctors and other first responders to assess whether Wuhan is where the virus began. China has disputed that the virus started in China, and when NPR visited Baishazhou Market earlier this month, many vendors said they believed the U.S. had begun the virus and spread it to China. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
This is NPR News. Parents and children gathered in front of the governor's mansion in Raleigh, North Carolina this weekend to ask the governor to open the state schools. Coldell Charco from North Carolina Public Radio reports.
Dozens of parents held signs downtown Saturday chanting, "Open schools now." They say remote learning is bad for their children, and it's high time public schools in the state's largest district had students in classrooms. The district that includes Raleigh has mostly been in remote learning since the start of the pandemic. Governor Roy Cooper has left the decision to reopen up to local districts. State Republican lawmakers say they are working on legislation requiring all districts to operate in person in some capacity. For NPR News, I'm Coldell Charco.
Portugal's parliament has voted in favor of allowing assisted suicide, making it one of only a handful of countries in the world to approve such legislation. The president now has 8 days to decide whether to approve the bill, as Allison Roberts reports from Lisbon.
Debate over legalizing assisted suicide has long raged in Portugal. One bill to allow it was rejected 2 years ago. Then last year, parliament waved through 5 separate drafts, which were then hammered into the single text approved today. It sets strict conditions. The patient must be in extreme suffering due to a definitive injury of extreme gravity or to an incurable and fatal illness. He or she is free to stop the process at any time, while any doctor can decline to take part. Portugal's president now has 8 days to approve the bill or exercise his veto, which could be overturned by Parliament, or he can send it to the Constitutional Court for review. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.